Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. This is Friday, fantastic Friday, fantastic Friday. Oh, we just, it's just an awesome, awesome day and another weekend we're about to roll into, and we just want to let you know that it's good time to get ready to have some fun. You know, I used to watch the wrestling match and they would say, get ready to rumble. Well, get ready to have some fun. Because, you know, all work and no play makes Jack or Jane a dull boy or girl. So you got to have some fun. You've been running your business all week and you've done a phenomenal job. Congratulations. And now it's time to have some fun. Relax. You know, you got to sharpen that saw. You just can't, work. You got to take a little break, take a little rest, get your energy stored back up and so you can come back next week and hit it even harder. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in with us all week long. We've talked about marketing. We've talked about social media marketing. We've talked about social media networks. We've talked about how to manage all of your social media avenues out there. And we've talked about the different products, and there are so many, and how do you know which ones to choose. And so when you're creating a product, then we want you to come to us and let us help you decide which ones. And we found a way to kind of streamline, and we've done some research and found out which ones are the best ones for different types of businesses. So definitely make sure that you connect with me outside of the show, because you really, you know, want to get on board with this and get yourself situated. Because as a business owner and an entrepreneur, you're looking for ways to improve your bottom line. But at the same time, you're looking for ways to grow your business and to get wealth. These are two reasons to be happy and excited about being an entrepreneur. If you're not growing, I don't know what you're doing. So you want to grow, so definitely connect with us. We'll help you do some strategic planning, help you put together some marketing plans, some things that you need to be doing to get your business to the next level. It is time this year to become million-dollar owners, million-dollar earners with your business. $1 million, I know it sounds like a lot of money, but in business, it's not that much, and you can do it. We can do it. We got some partnering situation going on, some partnering, some networking. We can do it. So if you would like to join our $1 million training, our $1 million assessment and strategic planning crew, don't forget, you can go right to my page on Facebook. You can inbox me, facebook.com/CoachLalisa. It hasn't changed. And even though we do have an All About Entrepreneurs page now on Facebook, so you can go to Facebook, and you can go to facebook.com/AAE Show. So we have our own page now on Facebook with our dedicated web address, facebook.com/AAE Show. Or you can now go to our radio website, the website for the radio. We don't have our designated name yet. We'll have that sometime in the next 30 days. But we're so excited about that site. Yes, we're still building it. We're still adding parts and components to it. But there's lots of things you can go to that site and do. We're going to put some contests up there. We're going to make it so much so fun and engaging for people to go to that site. But you can go there. It's mynamewix.com/AAE Show. AAE stands for All About Entrepreneurs. That's right. Anything you want to know about an entrepreneur, you can come here and find out. So there's lots of things going on for all you CEOs out there, and CFOs and CIOs, and all kinds of things, right? CHOs, all kinds of human relations managers, financial managers, and chief executive officers who want to start businesses. Now, don't forget, we are offering training to help you so that you can grow your business. This is not a hobby for you, and it's a business. And in 2014, you want to grow. It's a great time to talk about it. We have not even left January yet. So you've got 11 months and a week to put together, to roll out your strategic $1 million plan. So definitely you want to join our $1 million team so that you can, you know, put those efforts in place. And if for some reason you come up short, let's just say you only get 800,000, listen, that'll still be good, right? How many businesses can say they grossed $800,000 in their first year or in a year? And even if it's not your first year in business, all right, let's pay off some of this debt. Let's get out of debt and let's move forward. Let's keep moving forward. And I know sometimes it's hard to think like that. I can make $1 million. Some people are thinking, I can make $1 million. I only have $1. But you got to think big. Got to stretch your mind. That's the problem with so many people. Their minds are not stretched far enough. Their minds are not flexible, cannot see, they don't have vision. But you have, if you have a business, if God has gifted you with a business or some talent, then you also have the ability to grow that and more. And more, it's a matter of thinking. Because if you change the way you think, you can make it happen. If you can think, and so here, guess what? You put your mind with my mind and the 3, 4, 5 other people's minds, we can do some serious, serious damage. Okay, so I'm letting you know, contact me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, however you want. I know sometimes it takes a minute for me to get back to the LinkedIn people, but I'm coming. Don't worry. You just hang in there. Where are you going? You ain't going nowhere. Just wait. I'll be there. I'll get to your messages. And that's one of the marketing products that we were talking about on another day or two ago. There are products out there now that you can look at all of them from one application. And that's what we all need. For those of us who are in business for real and serious about this, and we have the Facebook, the Twitter, the Pinterest, the Google, and the YouTube account, you go in, you got a separate, what do you call that, password, separate username? Come on. I have to keep mine written down. I can't remember all the different usernames and passwords, but if you get one general site or tool or application that allows you to open one and get to see everybody's, so it like syncs it up for you. And you can look with one screen at what every site is doing. What are the likes, the hits, the posts, the tweets, the retweets. And now there's a lot of cool things about these products, and that's what we've learned and we've looked at. I've tested some of them out. I signed up for the trials to see how they run. I want to show you how to do it, how to really do it so you can make $1 million this year. Your customers are out there. You have to find a product. You have to find the right product. You have to find the right customers. And you have to go at it. You just have to go at it hard. You have to go very, very hard. And you have to really build them. You have to build a powerful team. You have to connect and network with people. You have to be able to write. You need to be able to write all different kinds of communications. So these are some of the trainings. Now, we have an awesome training on Monday, how to make money with your message. That means that you have something to say, and people will pay you. If it's of value, people will pay you. So let me show you how to turn your message into money. So make sure you jump on that webinar. You have to register. So I'm going to tell you in a minute where you can go and register for that webinar. It's happening on Monday, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you don't have time to jump on here because you'd be at work, then you can listen to the recording. But you know what? It's interesting that several people have contacted me and said they couldn't do certain things, listen to certain shows or what have you, because they're at work. Well, that's interesting to know, because there are a lot of people who are working who want to know about being entrepreneurs. So we also have a business plan training as well coming up. So we have business plan training coming up, how to write a business plan 101, give you all the basic details, everything you need to know to get a, you got to get that business plan, because if you don't, the banks won't take you serious when you go to ask for money if you want to borrow money to grow your business. If you borrow money to grow your business, you're not borrowing it to go shopping for yourself, go get your hair done, your nails done, take your girls on a spa day. No, you're borrowing the money to grow your business, expand your business, hire some people, get new products, reach another market. For that, banks will loan you the money. The other thing, and there's other places you can get money, but you got to have a business plan. It's the first step. Second, as in with the other trainings, how to make money. Another training that we're doing on there is a training for people who want to publish a book, how to self-publish, the e-book that goes with it, how to self-publish, how to get your book out there, how to get your message out there. And it's awesome. So I got the e-book. It should be ready. I mean, I had to add things to it. The book had been done a couple of years back, but I had to add to it because of the new things that are going on now with the whole e-book publishing, the whole social media marketing. Those things weren't out when I first wrote my book and began to do the self-publishing. Right? It was back in like 2007 when I decided to write this book. So I had to do some editing to that. And there's so many things going on. Just awesome, awesome. If you're looking for a job, definitely there are some things that you need to know to get ready for the job market today. What companies are looking for, what CEOs are looking for, what businesses are looking for, how they hire, what kind of interviewing, how to interview. So there's workshops on that as well. Now let me give you the site where you can find out about all of our trainings that are hosted on this site. Yeah, there are a couple on YouTube. Not anything major. I just did a little. I did a couple commercial type or motivational type ads on YouTube. Oh, also, if you would like to advertise with All About Entrepreneurs radio show, you can definitely do that as well. So there's a place on the website for you to learn about that. But fast forward, and if you want to start your own radio show, you want to know how to be a great show host, you want to know how to get guests, you want to know how to start a radio show, you can also go to our radio show school. Yes, all of that is on the AAE radio show webpage. I'm so excited. Now, back to where our other trainings are being held right now, webinars. Go to anymeeting.com/LaLisaJWilliams. So that's anymeeting.com/LaLisaJWilliams. Wow, that was a great sneeze. Now, I tell you, when you go there, you'll see upcoming meetings. But if you click on past meetings, that's where the real gems are. Look there. So there's all kinds of meetings already there that have been held. You can click on them, and you can go right into that meeting, right into that training, and you can learn all kinds of things. For those of you who would definitely, definitely like to know more about coaching and know more about what it is, there's a coaching discovery session. You can learn about it. You can also go to my website, coachlalisa.com. And learn about that. If you want to know more about public speaking, there's websites for that. If you want to know about how to host your own webinar, you can learn about that. Yes, how to host your very own webinar. So that training is also coming, and it's just going to be amazing, amazing, amazing. So I'm excited. I hope you're excited too. And there's just so many things going on. Don't forget, if you have a business, or if you're an author, if you want to be a business, you have a great story, you have a great situation or life experience, some lesson you've learned in life, and you would like to be a guest on the show, please inbox me on Facebook, facebook.com/CoachLaLisa, or go to my website, leave a comment, CoachLaLisa.com. Well, I've been meeting some awesome, awesome people. I'm going to meet some more great people today. I'll be meeting some more people on tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be at the Crossroads of Life Christian Bookstore, by the way, where you can pick up a copy of Release Your Power book, or you can place your order. I will be at the bookstore on tomorrow, Saturday. So I'll be there around 12 noon. That's tomorrow, Saturday. I'll be at the bookstore. Also, that's where I'll be. Now, today, I've been meeting some fantastic people that I'm getting lined up to come on the show. A women's basketball coach, a woman who played basketball herself, but then coached a couple of high school teams for some years, and now she's coaching, she's the director of athletics at the college here in New Jersey. And just talking to her, she's so fascinating, and I want to bring her on and hear what she has to say, how she got into that. And I've just been meeting some other really, really cool people that I want to bring on the show. I'm bringing on a woman who hangs out with Bobby Jones and Al Green and some others. I'll be bringing her on the broadcast. Just for a lot of people, and anybody who wants to be on the show, let me know. Send me your little short bio. Send me your information, and we will definitely talk about it. But we want to help and inspire entrepreneurs, let you know that you're on the right track, you're on the right road. Don't give up. The pace may seem slow. It may seem like things are not going your way, but we know the economy is bad for everybody, everywhere, for the most part, any business. All businesses are hurting, even the big companies, even the giant companies. They're hurting too. They also are scaling back and scaling down. But there are businesses and opportunities out there, and sometimes, another man's downturn is your upturn. Because these big businesses are maneuvering in certain ways, that's creating opportunities for people like you. So that's a great, wonderful news right there. So, you know, get on board with what is going on. A great paper that you definitely want to read to keep up with a lot of things that are happening in the business world. One of the number one papers is the old New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the New York Times. They are still the money capital of the world. When I say money, I mean in terms of being in business and how to generate it, how to generate money. I put a couple of posts on Facebook that I found on our partner sites, the USA team down there in Philadelphia, USA Entrepreneurs, awesome stuff they're doing, keeping up with their site. I'll be speaking at an event that they're hosting in June, Leveraging Leadership for Women. This is a women's conference, and myself and another speaker, and it's going to be awesome. You got to come down to Philadelphia. It's going to be a luncheon. It's going to be at the DoubleTree Hotel, one of those fancy hotels. I can't wait. That's coming up June. I don't have the exact date, so look for that. Don't forget, if you are a writer, we got our Christian Writers and Publishers Conference coming up. That's coming up in May. I got to get that flyer circulated, get it out there. Got to get it up on our website. Got to let everybody know, because that's a conference where we bring together all kinds of authors in one room. You get to hear their stories. You get to hear from them. Get inspired. Get that book written. But if you can't wait until then and you want to get started, maybe you want to be one of the authors that is being featured there that day. So our vendor tables for our authors is a very, very low fee. So make sure you contact me, authors, right away. We only have room for about 20 authors. That's all we can take. It's about 15 to 20 authors. We have some publishers coming, but we're tapping into the reading market, and we want that place packed. It's happening at 142 Maple Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. 142 Maple, that's just a block in from Hillside. So we've got so many wonderful things coming up, and we want you there. We want you informed. We want you to know about what you, we don't want you scratching your head going, what do I do now? Or what do I do next? Oh, no, no, no. We want you to know how to grow your business, how to grow your finances. Don't worry. There are going to be people that are going to help you. There will be people that will help you with the planning, help you with the growth ideas, help you with the strategies, what you need to do. There's so many help connect you to other people who may have a piece or be able to help you with a part that you're not able to do. We got politicians. We got the clergy. We have all the component parts, and I'm telling you, I'm loving my students this semester. Oh, my God, I got students who are computer scientists, photographers, artists. Oh, my God, one of my students, he's a music major, and he plays guitar and piano, right? And he says, and I just met these people yesterday. One of my classes only started yesterday. And I was just going around the room asking everyone what their major was. And the student said what his major is. And so after class, he came to me. He says, he enjoyed the class or whatever. And then he says, I had mentioned that I had worked for the airlines, and he wanted to let me know his mother had worked for Delta for 25 years, so he thought that was so cool, and it's pretty funny. And then he told me he would bring his guitar to class and play. Isn't that awesome? So I can't wait. I'm going to invite him to one of our events. Maybe I'll invite him on the show. We are meeting all kinds of people. Maybe I'll invite him to one of my events to come and play his guitar, play his piano. So I'm telling you, these students are awesome, and they're so funny. But I guess they think I'm pretty funny, too. The way I open up the class with them for the past two or three days, I've been opening. Yesterday I met two classes of brand-new students I've never met before. And I open up the class by talking about this video that I've seen. Because they're young. They're like fresh out of high school, right? So, you know, you got to be, and I'm old, right? You got to be able to reach them right away, right? So I can't reach them in appearance, whereas I can't dress like the young hip-hop type. I just can't do it. It just doesn't fit my body. It's not my brand. It just doesn't fit anywhere, no way, shape, form, or fashion, unless I was going to walk in and dress like that and then go, like, behind some type of apparatus and then do a change, you know, back into my suit and the bun. But so I do the next best thing. I go with the whole music entertainment world. So my first thing out of my mouth, I talk about this new video by Trey Songz. And, boy, that gets their attention like a pin drop. Because they're like, whoa, wait a minute, lady. We know you old. We know you older than 25. We know you older than 35. We know you older than 45. What? Oh, hey, wait, let me stop right there. Come on. But wait a minute. They're like, and you know Trey Songz? I love it. So you should see their faces. You should see their faces when I talk about this video in detail. And but I make it funny because I, you know, mispronounce Trey Songz's name. I, you know, just start describing the video. I don't know the name of the song, and I still don't. But it, oh my God, it gets them discussing. Now, most students in a college class, they're not going to be talking like that. You know, certainly not in an English chemistry class or an algebra course or an English course or almost any course. But here they are in my course, and I bring that out. Oh, you should hear. They go into serious discussion mode. And then after I talk about that video, I happen to mention about the dance, the twerk, and OMG, they begin to roll, start laughing. So, but you know, it's pretty funny to watch their little faces. They're hilarious. And then, after all of that, then I tell them my age, and they really, they're like, what? No way. You should see their faces. I have to do it. It just kind of levels them out. And after that, you know, they're like, okay, she's a real person. Yeah, she's older than my grandmother, because some of these kids are like 18, 19, fresh out of college. And she's older than my grandmother. And that's a good thing, because you know what? Kids, even though kids don't have a lot of respect that much for their parents, kids, for some reason, have more respect for their grandparents. Did you ever notice that? Yeah, these kids, sometimes they don't have a whole lot of respect for their parents because parents let them be on their level, I guess, so they don't see their parents as, you know, that type of adult that deserves that kind of respect. But somehow their grandparents, they do. So, and it's good that I tell them my age because I don't want them to think I'm at that one level of generation where you don't have to give respect, because that's, I think it's very sad that a lot of young people don't respect their mother and father generation type of people. So if you're over 50 or 60, girl, you got it going on. Girl or boy, you got it going on when it comes to young people. Just make them think you're, just remind them, you know, like Nana, like your Nana, you know, then they get it. They get it. It's pretty fun. So I know, you know, this is Friday. I wasn't able to get to the computer, so I couldn't see who's dialed in or take your call. So if you have any questions, please go to, we have a comment section on our website. I've given you the websites. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to the archive and write down some of those websites. Yeah, you might want to write them down, have them handy. Please go there. We'd love to hear from you. please share about the show. To those of you, you know, say, hey, you know, you got to listen to this crazy woman. She's on in the morning. She calls herself Coach Lalisa. You got to go there. It's a great, you know, whatever you think about the show. Motivation, it's empowerment, it's funny, it's whack. Oh, that's another thing I get them with. I use the word ratchet. Oh, my God, they love it. They fall all over themselves. But I do a little explanation about the difference between ratchet and wretched and all of that. They just, you know, because, again, you know, they expect this more kind of serious and boring kind of a talk that they're going to get from their professors. And then I come in there with that, and then they start to think they can just play around, but then I hit them with, but you got to get your work done. You got to be an A student. You got to be 4.0. You got to be Phi Theta Kappa. You have to be, you know, going off to college. You have to get a good job and pay for all this. Oh, this is what I hit them with yesterday. And they were, after that, they were sitting up listening. I told them, you have to get a good, I told them, you are here in college to get a good degree so that you can get a good job and pay for all this stuff that your parents have been putting the bill for. That woke them up because they know. I said, some of y'all parents didn't tell y'all they're going to cut you off at a certain age. See, I said, some parents can't tell you young people that because you go crazy and lose your minds. But trust and believe, they got a cutoff period, okay? Well, they ought to. I mean, the ones who don't are going to be pretty sad. Unless you just got all that kind of money where you can just continue. Even if you had money, who would want to do that stuff with some grown person? No, no. Let them go make their own way. And you're not going to always be here to take care of them. So get them ready to be able to take care of themselves. But when I told them, and some, from the looks of it, some of y'all know, you can't come to college and play around. Because who's going to buy you all this stuff for the rest of your life, okay? Your parents did it for 18 years. You got another 60, 70, 80 years to live. Who do you think going to buy all that stuff for you? And so I think they got it. I think they got it. I think I got it, too, because, you know, that's the way I think I'm going to start all my classes off with that conversation. If you can use it, go ahead. You know, if you've got some students you're around, some teenagers, you let them know. Who's going to fund you once you turn, who's going to fund you 18 on? How are you going to get all your fancy stuff that your parents have been getting for you? You know, I think that's a real eye-opener for some of these young people. Because they were about to come to college to play around. But, you know, if you expect more, they'll do more. It's the old saying, no one rises to low expectations. If you don't expect anything out of them, they ain't going to do nothing. If you do, they will. So that's all we have time for. The show is over. We will see you back on Monday. Don't forget, have a great, awesome week. I look forward to February, all month long, Black History Moments going down on the show. We will be talking about a moment in time in Black history. Also, in March, it's Women's History Month. So get ready for that. Get ready for our Women's Pancake Breakfast that's going down. Sign up, get your ticket. I got to get that flyer out and done. So we're excited. So have a great weekend. Don't forget, I'll see you back on Monday, same time, same place, because it's all about entrepreneurs, and you are on the move. Well, this is Coach Lalisa, and whatever that doesn't break you is only going to make you stronger if you let it. Don't forget to go to YouTube, tune into the Release Your Power Moment, where if you got a moment, oh, we'll show you some things that you can do to make your life so much more better. And that's it, and that's all. Have a great day, and God bless you.